Open up your Bibles, Genesis 13. I want to make sure I steward this time appropriately, because there is something called Latino time. Service will start at 11:15, and that's the time we start getting ready at home. That's how it works, so I'm going to make sure I steward this time appropriately. Genesis 13, we're going to start in verse 1. And it says the following. I believe we have it on the LED wall. It says this, y'all. Pay close attention to this, because this scripture, you're going to see it throughout the entirety of this message. And I want you to be able to cross-reference and connect the dots yourself so that you can preach the sermon alongside me. Amen? And it says this. So, well, hold on a second. I said, amen? I need you to be loud, because if you don't get loud, I get insecure. So make sure we preach in the same volume. Amen. I love that. So Abram went up from heaven, he and his wife and all that he had, and Lot with him into Negev. Now Abram was very rich in livestock, in silver and in gold. And he journeyed on from Negev as far as Bethel to the place where he had his tent had been at the beginning between Bethel and Ai, to the place where he had made an altar at the first. Next verse. And there Abram called upon the name of the Lord. And Lot, who went with Abram, pay attention to this, also had flocks and herds and tents, so that the land could not support both of them dwelling together. For their possessions were so great that they could not dwell together. And there was strife between the herdsmen of Abram's livestock and the herdsmen of Lot's livestock. Next verse. And at that time, the Canaanites and the Perizzites were dwelling in the land. Then Abram said, this is the last scripture, said to Lot, let there be no strife between you and me and between your herdsmen and my herdsmen, for we are kinsmen. Is not the whole land before you? Separate yourself from me. If you take the left hand, then I will go to the right. Or if you take the right hand, then I'll go to the left. Father, we love your word. We thank you for it, God. It's sharper than a double-edged sword. My prayer, God, is that you speak to me and through me, that you minister to me and through me. But above all else, God, have your way in this place. In Jesus' name we pray. Come on, say amen.
Amen.
Amen. All right, so what I want you to do, thank you, Mo. I want you to share the subject of today's message. Can we give it up for the worship team real quick? Come on, Jesus. Yes, Lord. I want you to help me share the title of today's message, the subject of today's message. You can go. Say that with me. You can go. Just not with me. My gosh, it feels good in the room. Slap your neighbor and say, you can go. Just not with me. Don't slap them too hard. Our security is good in this church. You can go, just not with me. Church, a couple of years ago, my father and I went to go preach in the motherland of Dominican Republic. And we were going to a camp. Mind you, I had to go and translate everything for him, so I was kind of nervous. The whole airport as a whole gets me pretty nervous. Not because, you know, the 6'5" dogs and the military personnel, not police, military personnel with the rifles on their chest. No, what scares me is bag check-in and baggage claim and all those parking lots and all those different things. That's what kind of scares me. So when we were on our way to the airport, we didn't know so much of the process or the procedures leading up to this entire thing. So it was 5 a.m. So I do what any Christian does at 5 a.m. We get Starbucks. Can I get an amen? So I went with my Starbucks. I went with my water. I was ready. I was thirsty. It was early. I was groggy. And we walk up to the security. The first thing he does, doesn't say hi. Didn't say good morning. Doesn't say how you doing. He says, sir, throw away the coffee, throw away the water, put your shoes on the belt. Now, mind you, my spirit man is not all the way awake yet. So my Christian self is still waking up, but my flesh is very much alive. So I'm like, I get it's 5 a.m., bro, but, you know, I need my coffee. Do you need one? You can take a sip of mine. Like, I just need to go through. He's like, sir, throw away the coffee, throw away the water. I said, sir, but the water's not even opened. Like, I didn't even open it yet. You know the brand. You know the bottle. It's known. The coffee, if you need me to explain it to you, it's a vanilla blonde latte, iced. A pump of caramel and sweet cream cold foam. No big deal. And he said, sir, did you buy the coffee or the water from the airport? And I said, I mean, no, we haven't seen any stores yet. That's why we need to cross. He said, well, that's the thing. Because of our security measures, you cannot bring an outside source. You cannot bring something from outside. I hope you preach this to yourself. You cannot bring these liquids that were not purchased in-house past security. And I said, but I don't get it. What's the problem with the water? What's the problem with the coffee? He said, there's no problem with the coffee. There's no problem with the water. The only problem is you didn't get it from the right location. So, believe it or not, I looked right at him when he told me that. I pointed at him and I said, that'll preach. And he looked at me so confused. It was hilarious. And my dad's like, what's happening? And the reason that'll preach, church, is because my mission today is very clear. My job today is I want to help you understand that in order to go to your next, there are some things you need to sacrifice in the now. Jeremiah 29:11 says, I know the plans that I have for you, plans to prosper you, to give you a hope and a future. But this is the thing, if we want to see the future, we have to understand that there are some things we have in our hands that can't go with us. There are some relationships that we have that can't go with us. There are some things that we contain that because it's not nothing innately wrong with them, but because it was not brought from the source, we can't bring it past security. And there are many of us that we want to see our future. We want to see our next. We want to see all that God has for us. But as we approach security, God is saying, those two can't come. And my job today is to help you leave this place, but we're going to have to make some tough decisions. Because there are some relationships. There are some environments. There are some circles you're a part of that you need to reach the security filter and say, you can't come with me. Nothing was wrong with the water. Nothing was wrong with the coffee. The source was wrong. And there are some of us, nothing is innately wrong with that relationship. Nothing is innately wrong with that environment. It's just the wrong place at the wrong time. It's the wrong source. And we're trying to find joy in all the wrong places. And we're trying to find peace in all the wrong places. And we're trying to find strength in all the wrong places. And we wonder why we're strong in one season and weak in the next. I'm trying to calm down, Jesus. It's not just about the resource, but it's also about the source. And I tried to go through security, and the security officer was very clear. I can go. But what I had with me could not come with me. Hear me very closely. The future God has for you, you can go. Woo! But there are some things that you have in your possession that cannot go with you. There are some habits you're holding on to that can't go with you. There are some toxic relationships that you have, that we have, that can't go with us. So you have to make sure that you have some security measures built in your life. So that way, when you go from one part of the process and one part of the journey to the next, you have security clearance and screenings that are happening. That way, before you go to the next step, you know what can go with you and what can't. We read just now in Genesis, Abram and his nephew Lot were together. They're family. They love each other. They have a lot of possessions, though. So much to the point that there started to be conflict amongst both of their camps. So much to the point that they could no longer travel together. Not because they did not want to be together. Not because they had problems with each other. But simply, they each had something that couldn't allow them to travel together. Have you ever seen who was I with at that time? I was with a couple of friends, and we were at a trampoline park, and we saw this woman who was at least 13 months pregnant. And her kid was jumping on the trampoline, but the woman was so close to the trampoline that I was like, Lord, if I need to save her, tell me now. And the reason why, and I looked around, I looked at all my friends we were with, we were celebrating a birthday party, and all of us, we weren't even paying attention to our kids. We were just looking at the lady like, she better not jump on that trampoline. And the thing is, that woman, she's welcome in the trampoline park. She can go to the trampoline park. But it was odd to see her at the trampoline park because what she had in her. My God. In the same way, it's awkward to find a pregnant woman inside of the bar. It's awkward to find a pregnant woman in certain environments that are not conducive to the health of the baby. In the same way, you need to know you're pregnant with something. In the same way, you need to know you have something in you that's so great that you need to be walking into rooms. And if the room is dark, people need to notice you and say, you don't belong in here. You have something in you. That there are some relationships that are not conducive to what you have in you. You have a future in you that God wants to bring out of you. But the problem is not necessarily you, but it could be the relationship you're in. It could be that environment you keep going back to. It could be that addiction you're holding on to. It could be that habit you keep falling on. And God wants to communicate to all of us, me included in this room, that we can go. But there's some things that just can't go with us. There's some people that can't go with us. If you want to go to your next, there are some things you need to sacrifice in the now. And I remember when we walked through this airport, and I had my coffee full to the brim. Y'all, I was upset. You know coffee. It's like $6 for a small. Plus tax. So when he told me to throw that away, I had. If you want to know what I said, we can talk in the lobby, but I won't share it here. I was very offended. Oh, I feel this strong. I was offended, not at him per se, but the fact that he wanted me to let go of something that I didn't even leverage yet. Oh my gosh. Hear me, there are many of us that we are walking into the security measure God has in place. And when God tells us those things can't go, we say, then I can't go. Imagine missing a flight because you cared more about your grande iced vanilla blonde latte with a pump of caramel and sweet cream cold foam. Imagine you missed a flight to a whole nother destination because you cared more about what was on your hands. And there are many of us that are doing the same thing with God, where God says, are you ready for your next? Yeah, God, I'm ready to go. But he says, okay, if you're ready to go, be willing to let go of this. And we say, I can't do that. And this is the powerful thing. I didn't even tell you this. The security guard told me, sir, we have Starbucks in the airport. We have stores with water in the airport, iced or warm. So what you're about to let go of, you can get again. I'm about to preach. Hear me, there's some things you don't want to let go of because you think you'll never see it again. But I have news for you. If we use the airport as the analogy for the will and plan of God, when you walk into the airport, you will get everything you lost in greater measure. You will get everything you left behind in a healthy form. God wants to show you he has relationships for you. He has circles for you. He has blessing for you. But you have to be willing to let go of some things. Let me just tell you, when I crossed that security, I went right to Starbucks. And hear me, what I let go of in one season, I picked up in the next. What I let go of in one place, I picked it right back up in the next. Be willing to let go and trust God that the resource you're looking for is on the other side of his will and his plan. Can I get a strong amen in this Catholic church? Woo! Notice that the title is not, you can't come, you can't go. The title is, you can go, just not with me. See, this destination, this future that God has for us, it's not exclusive. It's not private. God wants every single person in this room and everyone on the other side of this lens. He has a plan for you. He has a future designed for you. The only thing is, there are some people that can't go with you. Some things that can't go with you. So I want to help you. I want to give you some practicals. I want to give you some security measures for us to help identify what are the things and the people that can't go with us. Does that sound good? Oh, it doesn't sound good. I'm done, I guess. Does that sound good, church? All right, so here are three things to consider when deciding what can come with you. We'll touch on who in just a second. Let's touch on this. What are the three things to consider when deciding what can come with you? The first thing, write this down, the first thing you need to consider is the weight. My God. W-E-I-G-H-T, the weight. I hope I spelled that wrong because if not, that's embarrassing. The weight, the weight. Hebrews 12:1 says, therefore let us throw off all the weight that so easily entangles us. That's the Bible, y'all. Hebrews 12:1. Therefore let us throw out and throw off all the things that so easily entangles us, the weight, the weight. So one of the things about the airport that I wanted to, I kind of touched on it a little earlier, The scariest part, you ready for me to do some confession up here? Be my pastor today, because I need some counseling. One of the scariest parts in all of the airport is bag checking. If you travel, you know what I'm talking about. Because hear me, if this bag weighs over 50 pounds, you better be ready to leave it behind or transfer some jeans. Because them jeans carry some weight. And when we were checking in our bag, that's always the nervous thing. I don't know if it's just a Latino thing, but when I get home, before I travel, I get my scale that I step on. Now. Make sure I'm good. Make sure that the weight is proper. But the thing about the bag checking is that your responsibility is to pack your bag. Their responsibility is to make sure your bag can go through. I'm going to say that again for the people in the back, the front, and the middle. The bag is your responsibility. Stuffing this bag with all of your nice Jordans and your blouses and your suits, that's your job. But then there's a job that only belongs to the airport to make sure that what you have in here is appropriate for where you're going next, that the weight will match up. Hear me very closely. What you have in your life is your decision. But there's going to come a moment where you have to present your decisions to God. And it's His job to say, that can't come through. And I'm not even talking about heaven. I'm talking about your next step. I'm talking about your future. There are some things that it doesn't matter what you have in here. It doesn't matter how important it is that you have in here. You can have everything that's so valuable in your life. At the end of the day, it needs to make weight. So there's a security measure placed inside of the airport that if you try to go through, you can bring your stuff, but don't bring too much stuff. Yep. Oh my gosh. I wish we had people that chose relationships the same way. Yeah. Wow. You got a little drama, that's normal, but don't bring too much drama up in my life. Don't bring that too much negativity. Don't bring too much nepotism. No, not nepotism, that's something different. Pessimism, thank you. Don't bring that to my nepotism, that's crazy. The devil is a liar. Don't bring too much of that. And hey, this is the reality. Some of you are going to have to tell some people that. Some of you are going to have to be real with some people and say, hey, I get that you have stuff. I get that you have something you're carrying, but it can't be too heavy. I have security measures placed in my life that if you try to bring an unhealthy amount of things, an unhealthy amount of weight into my life, you can't come with me. Can't come with me. Now, remember, a couple years ago, my wife and I traveled to Mexico with some friends, and we never traveled with friends before, so this was kind of new to us. And as we checked in our bag, thank God everything made weight. Everything was fine. We prayed and fasted in order for that to happen. And then we went up the escalators to the next part of the airport. But we look back, and we look at our friends. Mind you, we're like already 100 people distance because sometimes you, because of the check-in and TSA and all that kind of stuff, like, you don't go in the same time. And we look back and we see way off in the distance, my friend, all, I can't go down because my pants are a little tight, but my friend was on all fours with his luggage down, open, transferring some jeans, transferring some shoes. And we noticed that they just weren't making the cut. And I was like, all right, babe, we need to go back because we need to help them transfer some of the weight into our bags. Hear the word of the Lord. We couldn't progress because their weight was too much. We couldn't go to the gate because we needed to come back to help them transfer their weight. We couldn't move to our next spot in the journey because some people did not know how to steward their weight. I want to listen and I want to tell everybody in this room. I'm going to step on more than just toes in this place. There are some people that you need to stop transferring their weight on your life. You need to stop carrying someone else's depression over to your house. You need to stop carrying somebody else's situation to your family situation. You need to stop carrying someone's victim mindset over to your perspective and your personality. Hear me. Did you know that the weight can make you wait for your blessing? So what happened was their weight, it didn't take us off course, it just took us off schedule. And there are some people, you're delaying your future. Not because you're not on the right path. You're on the right path. You're headed towards the right direction. The only problem is because you're dealing with a weight issue. You are delaying and you're making yourself wait longer for what God has for you. We couldn't move forward because we needed to go back. Not because we did something wrong. Not because we had a misstep. Not because we didn't do our due diligence, but because they didn't. I wonder how many people are unintentionally walking away from the future that God has for them. Not because they don't want to go, not because they're not doing the right thing, but simply because they're with the wrong people. And this is why you have to have a security measure in place to make sure that someone else's weight problem is not affecting your waiting. The second thing to consider is the width. Somebody say the width. How many know that only because something feels good doesn't mean it fits good? If we had a luggage here, if I wanted to bring this anointed guitar that Pisanya was playing, man, I can worship the Lord with that guitar. If I want to bring this guitar and put it in here, though, although it's good, it don't fit good. If this bag was absolutely packed, but I wanted to add my favorite pair of shoes on top of what I already had in there, but it's already full, how many know I love those shoes, but it don't fit good? There are some things that we're trying to forcefully put in the plan and will of God for our own lives, and God's saying, that's not part of the plan. Hear me, only because you could do something doesn't mean you should do something. And there are many of us that we are taking something. If you love sweeping and you love cleaning and you feel like that's your calling, you can't fit a broomstick in here, though it's light. Though it's not a hassle to carry, it's a hassle to fit inside of the luggage. There's some things that you're holding on to that's comfortable, but it just don't fit. There's some things that you're holding on to that it has value, but it just does not fit within the plan that God has for you. You have to be willing to separate and sacrifice everything that God does not want you to hold on to any longer. Can I get a strong amen?
Amen.
Only because the weight doesn't bother you doesn't mean that the size won't. Watch the size of that attitude. Watch the size of that ego. Watch the size of that negativity in those environments and those circles you're in. Because if you don't notice the size of that negativity is going to notice the size of your purpose and is going to consume everything that God has for you. You have to be aware of not just the weight, but also the size of what is going to go with you to this next season. Can I get an amen?
Amen.
The third thing to consider is the why. The why. Hear me, it's hard to walk without a why. It's hard to wake up at 5 a.m. for that job that you have without a why. It's hard to wake up at 2 a.m. when your baby's crying for milk without a why. It's hard to keep that business going without a why. It's hard to fight for your marriage without a why. It's hard to keep coming to church when you feel like you don't want to live another day without a why. Because the why gives passion to the what. And there are many of us that we have the what, we know the how, we know the path, but we just don't know the why. There's some people that if you ask them, why do you follow Jesus? They're going to give you the story of something that they heard. But they can't answer the why for themselves. Everyone in this place, you need to establish a why, because if you don't establish a why, when God wants to bring you to the future, the moment you collide with conflict, the why is what's going to carry you to the next season, not the how or the what. How many know that systems, I've always heard this, that you can learn karate for all the years, but the moment you get punched in the face, all the knowledge goes out the window. All you see is red. In the same way, y'all, that's sometimes the reality with life. The moment that bill hits you, the moment those divorce papers hit you, the moment that relationship looks like it's about to break up, all strategy goes out the window. And the only thing that remains is the why. The what, the how, the who, the where, all that disappears. And the only thing that keeps you grounded is the why. Make sure you have a why. 2 Corinthians 6:14, 17, it says this. This is powerful. It's going to preach all by itself. Don't become partners with those who reject God, my Lord. How can you make a partnership out of right and wrong? That's not partnership. That's war. Come on, somebody make an ugly face. That's how you know it's good. Make it. Is light best friends with dark? Does Christ go strolling with the devil? Do trust and mistrust hold hands? Who would think of setting up pagan idols in God's holy temple? Next verse. But that's exactly what we are. Each of us, a temple in whom God lives. God himself put it this way. I'll live in them. I'll move into them. I'll be their God, and they'll be my people. So leave the corruption and compromise. Leave it for good, says the Lord. Amen. I want to give you five things to consider when it comes to who can go with you. Can we talk about the what? Now it's time to talk about the who. Are you ready for the who?
Yeah.
Let's talk about the who. The first thing to consider when deciding who can come with you is the weight. Not W-E, W-A-I-T. Can I get an amen?
Amen?
The first thing to consider when it comes to who can come with you is, can they wait? Can they wait? This points to the patience of a person. Isaiah 40, 31, they that wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. Hear me, there are some people that they're no longer strong, not because they can't lift weight, but because they can't wait. Oh, that's fine. There are some people that in your life, when you need them to be strong, they're not strong because they don't have the patience. There's some people that are pushing you into rooms prematurely because they can't wait. You need some people in your life who, when you're about to make a decision a little too quickly, they can be that person that says, I think you should actually wait on this. Before you pull the trigger, wait on this. Before you say yes to that relationship, wait on this. If you want to know who can come with you in your future, you have to identify, can they wait alongside you? Can they wait alongside you? Because if while you're waiting on the Lord and they're impatient and they're hyper, they need to move, they're going to rush into rooms that are going to kill you before you reach your future. Hear me, our future needs filters. Number two, the second thing to consider is, can they walk? Can they walk? This points to the movement of a person. This points to the movement. Listen very closely. Stop walking with people who are spiritually disabled. Stop walking with people who are comfortable standing still. Stop walking with people who are comfortable not going to their next level of success but are satisfied with their current level of success. You need people who are willing to walk in the journey, not people who are willing to sit down. You need people that can run this marathon with you. You need some people who are willing to be in movement, not people who are willing to be idle. So you want to know who you can bring with you to your future is the people who are willing to walk with you to that future. Not people who are comfortable with the current reality. Stop carrying dead weight. Stop carrying dead weight. God is not calling you to carry that. The third thing, can they watch? Can they watch? This points to the accountability. Matthew 26, 36, we see when Jesus was in the Garden of Gethsemane, he reached a point in his journey where he said, you stay here, watch and pray with me while I go over there to pray. When he got back, he found his disciples sleeping, and he told them this powerful statement. He says, can you not watch and pray with me? Can you not do this? Some of you need to go back to some friendships and some relationships and to some people after this service. And you have to identify if they can watch and pray with you. Can they watch the progress in your life where all they see is just negative? There are some people, it doesn't matter how much blessing you tell them about, they only find the negative. There are some people, you tell them, hey, I lost 10 pounds. Girl, you got 50 more to go, though. You better, excuse me. There are some people who can't provide accountability. You need some people in your life that when you're about to walk into a negative, toxic relationship, they can tell you, girl, that's not him. You need some people in your life that when you're about to make the wrong business decision simply because you're desperate for money instead of being strategic for money, you need some people who can say, that's not the right business move. You need some accountability partners who tell you, instead of going to the club, let's go to the church at Connect Church in 280 Pleasant Street or Framingham or TC. You need some accountability. We need some accountability. Because hear me, we can't do this alone. We can't do this alone. Number four, can they withhold? can they withhold? This points to discipline. Are they able to say no to the things that you said no to? Are they able to say yes to the things that you said yes to? Are they able to keep their word? Matthew 8, 22, we see a moment where somebody wanted to follow Jesus. He says, Jesus, can I follow you? And then Jesus was like, of course, please come follow me. And the person says, well, first let me go ahead and bury my dead. And Jesus said the most gangster thing I've ever heard in all the Bible. He said, yo, do me a favor. Let the dead bury their dead. You come and follow me. The sad part of that story is that that person didn't end up following Jesus. And there are a lot of dead things that we're still holding on to. Dead relationships, dead environments, dead habits, dead routines that when Jesus tells you to let go, you just can't separate from. That's why you need people in your life who can go with you in this future who have discipline that when you tell them, hey, I don't want to drink anymore. I don't want to smoke anymore. I don't want to swear anymore. I don't want to watch porn anymore. I don't want to do this anymore. I don't want to do that anymore. They can say, I got your back. Let's do it. If you don't want to do that anymore, I'll support you. If you don't want to be with that person anymore, I'll support you. You need some people in your life who have discipline, who can, their yes is yes and their no is no. Amen? And lastly, can they win? Can they win? Here's the unfortunate reality of what I've learned. There are just some people that love being victims. There are just some people that prefer to be on the ground. There are just some people that love to set up camp in their disaster. There are some people that instead of looking at a victory mindset, they look at a victim mindset. They can't go with you to your future, y'all. Because there's going to be moments where everything around you looks ugly and God is going to challenge you to see the glory behind it. And if you have people who are in your life who can't see what God sees and can't say what God is saying and rather say, poor me, we can't do that. That's not us. Let them do that. Those are people you need to look at in the eyes and say, you can go. You can't just go with me though. Because I'm on a different pace. I'm on a different journey. I want everything that God has for my future. And if you're not willing to jump on this journey, I'm not willing to walk with you anymore. Today, it's time to walk into your next. But if you want to walk into your next, let go of what is now. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to challenge you. All eyes closed for a second. This is what we're going to do. I want you to start thinking about the people and the things that you need to start letting go of. I want you to start thinking about those relationships that are going to lead you not to where God has plans for you, but to a place that's going to be full of failure. I want you to start thinking about the habits. I want you to start thinking about those friendships, those environments, those circles. You already have them in your mind. You got them right there. Today, you need to leave this place and have a tough conversation. It's not going to be easy, but it's going to be worth it. Think of those people that every time you want to get closer and closer to Jesus, unfortunately, you get pushed back and back and back. Think of those things that if you keep holding on to, it's going to bring you down with them. Think of the people you need to look in the eyes and say, you can go, but you can't go with me. Think of those people. And now we're going to do something bold. This is the last service of the day. Let's end with a bang. I want you to stand on your feet. Keep that same posture, eyes closed. Everyone stand on your feet. Every single person in this room. And what I'm going to do is, everyone who has already identified, if you have not identified, please don't participate. But if you have identified that this message was for you because you have found a couple of people in your life who are not pushing you forward but are actually pulling you backward. If you have identified some habits that you realize this is actually keeping me from God. If you're ready to leave this place and say, I'm willing to look at some people and say, you can go, just not with me. If you're willing to look at some people and say, this is where we separate. In the same way Abram told Lot, his family, even his family, we can't walk together anymore. I honor you. I love you. But I'm on a different journey. If you're ready to have that conversation, I just want to see who is in this room with that. I'm going to count to three, and I want you to raise your hands boldly. One, two, three. Let me see them. Yeah, wow. All right. Come on, Jesus. I'm not even going to count. Wow. Thank you, Lord. Well over 20 people. Let me pray for every single person in this room concerning this decision that you have to make. This is amazing. Thank you, Jesus. Father, I pray for every single person under the sound of my voice who raised their hand and are ready to have this tough conversation, who are ready to look at some people in the eye and say, this is where we separate, who are ready to look at some people in the eye, some habits in the face and some routines and say, our routine ends here. This habit breaks here. This relationship breaks here. This environment is no longer my environment. I pray that you give them the strength to follow through. I pray that you give them the boldness to say without a hesitation and without delay, this is where we separate. I pray, Lord God, that the partnerships with evil end today, that they no longer hold hands with the enemy and try to hold hands with you any longer, that they choose one master. God, I pray that you give them the strength to go back home and separate from the things that are not conducive to their future. May they realize what's inside of them. May they realize the future you have set for them. And may they make decisions based off that future. Decisions based off what you have in mind for them. God, please help them see they don't need to cry for that relationship any longer. Oof, I feel this strongly. God, help them understand that that depression is not natural. It's coming because of that environment. Help them realize that some of that anxiety they're carrying is not even theirs. They're carrying someone else's. Help them realize, God. Help us realize and help us separate in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Can we clap our hands in this place to celebrate what God is doing? Yeah. Before we go back into worship, separating from the world makes no sense if you're not uniting with Jesus. Letting go of the enemy's hand doesn't make sense if you don't hold on to Jesus' hand in the process. So this is the most important call to action in this room. If you have not yet said yes to Jesus, if you have not yet given your life to Jesus, if you have not yet said, Jesus, I'm tired of playing games with you. I'm tired of serving you just on Sunday morning for a two-hour slot and going home and just dedicating everything else to the things that are not conducive to my growth. If you're in this place and you're ready to make some decisions and say, God, this is it. I'm done. I'm tired of walking up to the security measure and saying, I'd rather choose my coffee and my water. I'm tired of walking up to the security measure, and when you ask me to let go of things, I just hold on tighter. Today, I let go of everything that's not yours. If that's you and you're ready to say yes to Jesus, I'm gonna count to three. All heads bowed, all eyes closed. I'm gonna count to three, and I want you to shoot your hand up with boldness. Because if you don't shoot up your hand with boldness, if you're not bold enough to raise your hand in this room, you're not gonna be bold enough to live it out in the world. So I'm gonna count to three. And if you're ready to say, Jesus, I'm serious this time, shoot your hand up. One, two, three, shoot them up. Yeah, come on. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23, 24, 25, 26, 27, 28, 29, woo! 30 in the back, I see you. Come on, can we lift our voice? Can we give God praise for this victory in this place? Come on. Let's do this. Repeat after me, everyone in this house, in support of those 30 plus people that made that decision. Father, I'm a sinner in need of a Savior. I invite you to be those things. I give you my life. I give you my heart. I give you my mind. And God, I give you my future. I say yes to you now. I let go of the things that were holding me bound. Be my Lord. Be my Savior. In Jesus' name. Come on, let's worship.